Right, you know, just another opportunity, and I'm just going to try to take advantage of the best of my ability. So far, the opportunities I've had, I feel like I've done pretty well with them, and just going to try my best and go with it.
When we talked towards the end of the preseason, you know, you were still trying to wrap your head around how fast and how far you've come. Is that sinking in a little bit more now? Is it not so surprising to you where you are?
Yeah, I can't lie. It is pretty surprising how far I've come from, you know, my goal is just to make the team, and now, you know, I'm contributing for the Green Bay Packers. But, yeah, I'm just embracing this role, and I'm going to go with it and, you know, give it my best shot.
What can you do better than you did on Monday night when you go back and look at it with all the most snaps you've taken?
Right. I mean, you always want to get to the quarterback. Definitely when you do get to the quarterback, let's not hit him high and let's stay a little lower. And, you know, just keep giving great effort and getting to the ball and doing what I'm coached to do.
As a Michigan guy, did you grow up cheering for the Lions?
I did. I'm not going to lie. I did. And then until I became a Packers when I transformed and now the Chiefs have to life.
Any favorite players? You were a receiver in high school.
Yeah, actually, my number in high school was number 84 after Herman Moore. I was a huge Herman Moore fan when I was younger.
Frank, is it kind of double cool, though? You're playing against, you're starting against your home state team, and is it kind of really, really cool?
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought? I mean, definitely I wouldn't have thought. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. You know, everyone at home is going to be loving it and watching, and you know, it's good to represent, and you know, I got a lot of people back at home that are proud of me, and I got a great backbone support.
Well, how much does it mean to you to know that the guys around you now have confidence in you? You know, talking to some of the guys in the locker room yesterday, they're comfortable with your level of play, mm-hmm. They're comfortable, you know what you're doing out there, and does that mean a lot to you at this point?
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely when you got guys, pro bowlers, you know, like, you know, Clay Matthews, or you know, just veteran guys like, you know, Nick Barnett playing right next to them. It's amazing looking over and seeing, you know, A.J. Hawk and Nick Barnett and Clay Matthews. It's overwhelming. Really, it is. And, you know, it just gives me a lot of added confidence, though, going into a game like this. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Yep. What do you think of that roughing the answer call? How did you get to see it? Is that a legit call, do you think? Or what,
you know, it's a judgment call. You know, I would, you know, definitely I would like to stay a little bit lower so there is no, you know, confusion or whatnot. But, you know, I think it was a good call. You know, you can't disagree with the referees, and just going to learn from it and, you know, go from there.
Like, this coaching staff definitely makes a distinction between what they call combative penalties, kind of the even load things and pre-snap things. So I'm guessing you probably didn't get a whole lot of heat for doing that, because they kind of accept someone with that.
Right.
What did your coaches tell you?
No, my coaches really I didn't get one bit of negative feedback from that hit whatsoever. They're real supportive. You know, I'm just being aggressive. I'm being a football player.
Yeah.
Getting to the quarterback, doing what I'm coached to do. And, you know, I'm coming off a block, being held, being pushed. It's kind of hard to judge, you know, maybe 3 inches. You know,
yeah,
I hit 3 inches lower, you know, I'm not getting a flag. So, but, you know, I'm going to learn from it. It's a good learning experience, and I'm going to go from there.
Did you get fined now that you're all big time?
I did, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the big
Yeah,
guy.
I know.
Especially being a free agent, you know, I don't really have a whole lot of money. When they fine me like that, it definitely hurt.
How much was it?
75.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah,
that's going to take a collection around those in the locker room, maybe?
No, they're not going to. I'm going to take it on the chin and take it like a man, you know. Coach Green said he'd help me out, but I don't know if I'm going to hold him to that.
The Dez Bryant dinner, though, that's probably out for you then, the $56,000 dinner.
Yeah, hopefully they're not holding me to something like that. Clear my account out real quick. Yeah.